Well, it's a very large investment, and it is unlikely that they'll get the bang for the buck, so to speak, just because of the size of the investment and the economic effects that flow from these type of investments in sports facilities, Matthew.
So is it wise for them to be pursuing something this large?
Well, I think it's difficult, and they're struggling with that decision. The problem for them is that much of the economic impact that would flow from these stadiums won't accrue in Osceola County. Many of the people who would come to the games are more likely to stay in Orange County and are more likely to spend additional money on restaurants and theme parks and other things outside of Osceola County. And so thereby, most of the economic effect is likely to leak out of that local area's economy and not directly benefit them.
So on the negative side, is it the same argument that you might use against building a sports stadium for actual competition?
Yeah, professional stadiums have the same problem, only even larger. Most of the people who attend a professional sports game come from the local area's economy. And so therefore, all that happens is it's a substitution of entertainment spending at the game for entertainment spending that people would spend somewhere else in the community with no net change. The real key is how many new people come into the community who weren't already there. So for spring training, the percentage of fans who come from outside the local area is actually much higher than the percentage of fans who go to professional sports stadiums who come from outside the area.
So from the point of view of Osceola County, that's actually slightly better odds in their favor of getting a return on their investment if it's a spring training facility versus a professional stadium.
That's correct. But still, the odds are pretty long of getting a real return on the investment, regrettably, because so much of the direct spending by the fans doesn't stay in the local community. It goes to pay for the salaries of the players and the profits for the team owners, and they don't reside in the local community. So much of that direct spending leaks out, if you will, out of the local community and does not create thereby jobs and income in the local community.
Well, does it make sense for anywhere in Florida, not just Osceola County, to be pursuing these spring training opportunities?
Yes, there's a lot of competition between Florida and Arizona. We have a lot of sunk cost. A lot of stadiums already exist here. So abstracting from the new stadiums, it does make sense to invest in the existing stadiums to upgrade them. That's at a much more modest cost and thereby retain the teams because they do create economic impacts and do create economic benefit. The question is the benefit large enough to fund and make a return on investment for a new stadium? Probably not. For refurbishment of an existing stadium? Yeah, probably so.
When you look at a team like, for example, the Toronto Blue Jays, they train at the Florida Auto Exchange Stadium in Dunedin, and the average attendance at that stadium, just under 5,000 people. That's pretty small when you compare it to a professional stadium.
It's much smaller, but the percentage of people who come from outside the community is much higher, and the stadium costs much less than a big professional stadium. So therefore, these smaller facilities that cater primarily to out-of-town fans can provide an economic benefit.
What would you say to Osceola County then? Would you say maybe aim a little lower, go for something a little bit smaller and with not as many bleachers, for example, and pay a little less money?
No, I don't think that they can compete at that level. I mean, the competition for the new stadiums is about $8,000 per seat, and they want 10,000 seats. It's $80 to $100 million investment. No, rather, I think there may be better ways to spend that tourist development tax money over the next 30 years, which is what the commitment would be to the stadium. So instead of putting all their eggs in one baseball stadium, they might want to spread things out a little more. It may be more cost-effective, given the particular situation in Osceola County, that they're next to the big theme parks that are in Orange County.